Sid, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 60. Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thomsen, spreading the Commodore love, as always, from Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a music podcast featuring tunes from or inspired by the Commodore 64 home computer. Opening up today's shows, Vandalia RoboCop 3, originally a set by Jérôme Tell, done back in 1992. This remix is, of course, brand new. Coming up later today, a bit of catching up on what's been happening in the world of Commodore 64-related music since the last episode, and of course, more tunes, this time bringing back the classic remix segment. But first, a bit of Sid. Matti Hilpinen, also known as AMJ, self-made executable and 1996 Commodore 64 set. This recording from the Pure 6581 album. Now in music news, first up, remix of the year 2023. The winners were announced on Saturday, February 24th, live on Slay Radio. Glenar Brown won the coveted Remix of the Year 2023, and the newly introduced Special Achievement Award went to Eivin Sommerstein and Tommy Viren, also known as Fluke 73, for being both prolific remixes in 2023 with 24 and 23 high quality releases respectively, and in general for being very active on and supportive of the remix scene. And indeed, we will be hearing from Irene Sommerstein later on today as well. Next up, Data Hits Rewound. It's a recreation of the W.H. Smith Mupados tape that that in some ways started this whole remix craze by introducing the what if the original tune but different concept. It's a free download in MP3 or FLAC format from c64audio.com. And lastly, Remix64 is on Discord, in their own words. To keep up with the times, we are joining the hip new crowd with our own server on Discord. We have channels where RKO and Amiga Remix releases will be announced as soon as they are made public. We'll also post news and upcoming events. And of course, there's also a channel where you can chat with other members of the community. Go to remix64.com to find the link to the Discord server. Now back to the music. First up, Irene Sommerstein, Blue Clarinet Lounge. Following that, Linus Sheds on a Secret Isle featuring Laxity. Nice mellow tunes there. Ivan Summerstein, Blue, Clarinet Lounge, Linus Schetz on a Secret Owl featuring Laxity. Now for something with a bit more oomph to it. First up, Sound Logic, The Beginning, Dancing with Siona, followed by Dr. Future, Plastic Pop, with a bit of a downer subtitle, Plastic Kills Life Mix. So I guess you could say that this next segment has both an end and a beginning.
Thank you.
Goosebumpy. That was The Beginning, original by Joe Till in 1987, followed by Plastic Pop, originally a C64 set by Thomas Danko from 1991. Now, as if remixing old C64 chiptunes wasn't retro enough, people have been doing it for so long that some of these remixes themselves have become retro within the remixing community. So it's a niche within a niche. And that has, of course, fostered the idea of the classic remix here on this podcast. Something we've done before and something we'll be doing again. First up, Crazy Comets in the Data Hits Rewound edition. Now, Data Hits was originally a 1980s music cassette tape, if anyone remembers those, containing 5 remixes of themes from popular Commodore 64 games, and made in the interest of preservation and documentation and nostalgia. Data Hits Rewound is a recreation of those, although you can find a digital edition of the original tape. You can find that online. The only available source was the retail compact cassette, and despite remastering efforts, in the quality of any recordings is, well, poor. And then Dan Tootle, aka Remodeler, has with this project set out with the goal to reproduce each track as closely to the original as possible with the highest quality audio possible. And I think he's managed to do it very, very well. And the Crazy Comets remake, remix, whatever you want to call it, was one of my favorites. So first up, we'll be listening to that. And afterwards, Rein Overhand, Flimbo's Quest, done back in the year 2000 from his Nexus 6581 album. We'll be right back. And so we have come to the end of this 60th episode of the C64 Takeaway. But before we part ways, the customary practical information. For notes and links to everything featured on this episode, point your browser of choice to c64takeaway.com/60. Also, please get in touch either by leaving your comments on the website on Mastodon at c64takeaway@mastodon.dk, that's mstdn.dk, or as always using old-fashioned email to c64takeaway@gmail.com. And if you're able to spare a few minutes to drop a review wherever you get your podcasts, that will of course help other people discover this show. Now, if you've ever dabbled in any sort of C64 coding involving raising the beam, as it was called, you know the importance of having a stable raster routine. Stable raster is also the name of a C64 SID done by Norwegian Glenn Rune Gallefoss back in, as recently actually as 2021. So closing up today will be fellow Norwegian Eivind Sommerstein's take on stable raster. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.